This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 168 for Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. After morning losses, the ICE Futures canola market recovered to be higher on Wednesday, while steel staying range-bound. While Chicago soybean ended lower, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both higher. Meanwhile, crude oil rallied by $2 per barrel due to U.S. stockpiles having their largest decline since 2019. The Canadian dollar was more than 6 tenths of a U.S. cent higher today. The January canola contract was up $9.40 per ton at $845.50, while the March contract was up $9.10 at $843.80. In the U.S., corn showed slight weakness, while soybeans and wheat were solidly positive. The U.S. Energy Information Agency reported that 1.108 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day during the week ended November 25th, a decline of 23,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were 105,000 barrels higher at 22.93 million. South Korea purchased 69,000 tons of corn from South America for shipment in either January or February. The average estimates for Statistics Canada's crop production report on Friday include 14.8 million tons for corn. The December corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. A morning price collapse of 3 U.S. cents per pound in Chicago soybean pulled soybean prices down, only for the oilseed to recover and trade higher. The USDA announced a private export sale of 136,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Analysts are estimating that the NAS Fats and Oils report will have a 10-month high crush of 195.9 million bushels in October. Soybean soil stocks are expected to be 2.107 billion pounds. However, a potential U.S. rail strike, COVID-19 restrictions in China, and new biofuel blends for the U.S. next year will affect prices. The January soybean contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.70. Wheat prices are rallying after the USDA published its winter wheat conditions report on Tuesday, which showed that the crop is 34% good to excellent, a 2-point increase from the previous week. But it's tied for the second worst crop on record. Last year's crop was at 44% at this point. Analysts are estimating Canada's wheat crop to be 34.8 million tons, with a 200,000-ton decline to 25.9 million in spring wheat. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.72. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.13. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.62. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 30th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.